Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Frank W. Show on Twitter.
You can also follow the show on Facebook. Go into your Facebook and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And our show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing there and become friends of the show. That way, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show today. Had a great show on yesterday. You know, we talked about a few different things, but the main thing was, you know, women that marry men in prison. And that was a, that I'm going to have to definitely do a part two on that, because I wanted to do some more. You know, I wanted to tell you guys some more stories. There are a bunch of stories out there of women who, you know, marry men in prison. They tell their stories, you know, and it's online and you can read them. It's some of them are, you know, kind of eerie. Woo, man. But anyway, that was a great subject on yesterday. But today is a great subject as well. Today's subject is the mechanic shop. Are they upselling or a lie? Okay? Now, the reason I wanted to talk about this is because I've learned from this, and I want you to learn from this, and I want you to be able to make a good decision when you go into the mechanic shop. Okay? Because, say, for instance, you're going in for an oil change, okay? And they'll always say, 29-point oil change with 29-point inspection for $29.99. You're like, all right, cool, I'm going to go get my oil change, $29.99 or $19.99, whatever they have, you know what I'm saying? And then you go in there, you say, I want to get the oil change, and I want the, you know, the special with the 29-point inspection. But you know what a 29-point inspection is, right? The 29-point inspection is they go all over your car looking for something to warn you about, something that they need to fix. Okay? And then they'll come back out, and they haven't even touched the oil yet. Then they'll come back out, and they'll say, Mr. Williams, you need tires? You need air filter? You need brakes? You need your transmission fluid flushed? Along with that oil change. So, you know, we can get that work done for you today. And let's see how much it's going to, you know, with the oil change and, you know, the brakes and the tires. Let's see. We can do that for you today for $9.97.69 exactly out the door. $9.97. Oh, what? $9.97? How much is that? You saying $997? Yeah. Okay. No. And what you guys have to understand is that you brought your car in for an oil change. Okay, and then they come in, the 29-point inspection is, they're going to check your car. They're going to find out what's wrong with it. Or they're going to find out what's close to being wrong with it. You need to have your transmission fluid flushed. Okay. I'll flush it next time. Change my oil. Okay, you need a set of tires on here. We see the belts on this thing, and Okay, I didn't come in for tires. I came in for an oil change. Change my oil. And Mr. Williams, you also need brakes. Your brakes are getting close to, you know, to start starting to scrub, but they not scrubbing, dude. Change my oil. See, that's upselling. That's what the mechanic shop gonna do to you. But you stick to your guns, and you let them know that I know about my tires. I'm getting ready to get some in another week or so. You think they'll last another week? Oh, I don't know. Okay. Well, change them all. And they especially prey on women. And I'm not saying that all women are, you know, are not conscious of this. But they should be, because it's been a long time thing going where they always say when women go to get the cars fixed, the shops get them. They prey on women. Y'all with me? So, guys, you know, you got to help them out right here. You got to be there for them to help them get through the oil change, help them get through the upselling that's coming from the shop, from the mechanics. Because they right there on the border of telling straight up lies. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and say a response. Say your response to the mechanic shop and how they upsell. I know you've been upsold before. I have. I've been upsold before. But I'm telling you, you know, look at things and understand that, you know, you needing tires is not saying that you need tires right now today. We're going to put them on for $490. No, you know, you may not have $490. So you can't do that. But what you do, what you do is you just get them to change your oil. You pay that $29, $19, whatever the price is. You pay that, and they give you that inspection, and they put those things on that invoice. You get in your car, and you go home, and you tell your husband, honey, guess what they say is wrong with my car? All this stuff. You know, get it checked out. If we need it, we need it. If we don't, we don't. But this is what they say is wrong with my car. Don't fall into the trap there where they're going to upsell you and have you spending a lot of money. Because you're going to go home to your husband, and he's going to say, you spent $997 at the tire place, at the oil change, for an oil change? Man, you should have called me. You know, and that's going to be a problem. That's going to be an argument. Okay, you don't want that. Okay, so, you know, believe me, guys. Believe me. You got to say, okay, I'm, you know, I'll take this home and talk to my husband about it, and we'll bring the car back if we decide to do the work. Okay, I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. And that caller is live on the air with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, Frank, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to say I totally agree with your last comment. Like you were saying, somebody leave, you know, expecting to spend this, and they spend so much more, and they didn't talk about it. And so I think, you know, the husband ought to probably just take care of the car anyway. Don't even have to put the wife in that situation. That's a great idea, huh?
Well, that is, but a simple oil change should be a simple oil change. That's all I'm saying. And,
true.
You know, and like I said, when they come back with all this stuff that you need, then that's when you have to say, I got to talk this over with my husband.
You just got to be prepared to just go in there. Right, okay.
I can't spend $900 without him knowing it. So, you know, let me do that, and I'll get back with you.
Suppose
you're
single, you just say, I need to talk to a friend, or I just need to come back, because that's like a spur of the moment decision. Like, when you get to the counter, you're spending all this extra money. I see that. Okay, thank you, though. I appreciate this conversation. This is good.
Well, when you know, when you're single, you have to make that decision. But at the same time, that's why I'm doing the show, to let you know that, hey, you know, okay, you say I need this, but I'm in here for an oil change. Change my oil. Let me take this list of stuff that you have. Then you go and talk to your uncle or your brother or your cousin or somebody that know about cars and see if they'll, you know, help you make a decision there.
Yeah.
So
okay,
that's
cool.
You do. But thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
All right.
And again, guys, that's exactly what I'm saying, is that, you know, that's why I wanted to do this show, is to let you know, this should be your procedure that you take, and especially if you're a woman, because they're going to try to get you, women, and y'all know that. So be conscious of that. You know, you going in to get your tires rotated and balanced. Okay, dude, I need a couple of tires, but I can't afford a couple of tires. Can you go ahead and rotate and balance those and let me go? And then I'll go home and talk to my husband and see if we can, you know, when we can get us some tires for this car. You know, nine times out of ten, the tires aren't going to blow before you get back home and do what you have to do. Y'all with me? So do that. And like I said, if you're single, you got people that you know that work on cars all the time. And they can tell you, you know, if that's something that you need. Or, I mean, right away, you know. Some people look at your tires and say, you got a few more months on these. Or somebody look at your tires and say, man, you need to get these replaced pretty soon. They, you know, the belts are showing. If they can show you that the belts are showing, hey, yeah, I probably need to go ahead and get some tires. Or, you know, call somebody and talk it over. And try to get the very best price that you can. So that's all I'm saying, guys. 818-301-5834. Thank you, caller, for calling into the show and stating your opinion. But this is what these shops do. This is how they make money. Okay? They're in business to make money. So they upsell you. And this is an upsell means that you come in for this, but they're going to also sell you this. So they're going to upsell you. You go into a furniture store for an end table, and you come out of the furniture store, you have two end tables and two lamps. You with me? So they, you know, the salesperson upsold you, and you bought more than you intended to buy. And, you know, and that could be a problem when you get back home. So, that's what upselling is. And I don't blame the businesses. That's the way they make money. That's their way of making money. And that's what they tell their folks, is to upsell all the time. Y'all with me? So do that. You know, just be conscious that when you go into the mechanic shop, you know, then go in there, get what you need done, get them to give you a list of what else you need done, and go home and talk it over. I mean, when you go to the dentist for a cleaning, okay, they clean your teeth, plus, you know, they looking for cavities. Ah, I found a cavity right here. We need to get that taken care of. I see this over here. You probably need to go see my buddy that I went to dinner with last night. He's a gum specialist. He's right over here he's in downtown Atlanta. Okay. So, you know, that's upselling. That's what they do. And it's no different in the mechanic shop. But all I'm trying to do with you guys is, you know, give you some knowledge so that you can be conscious of that, you know, the next time you visit the mechanic shop, which I hope it won't be for a long time. And so, that's what the deal is here. Now, tomorrow, guys, I got about 7-8 minutes left in the show. But on tomorrow, I'm gonna have a part two of The Preacher's Wife. I did part one without her because she had some issues and couldn't get on the show. But she talks of being on tomorrow. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that. But 10 o'clock tomorrow, our new time, we'll have The Preacher's Wife on the show. And she's going to give you a bird's eye view into her life as a preacher's wife. And she's going to also walk you through a typical Sunday of a first lady of the church. Okay? So this should be interesting. She's a very nice lady. She's in her mid to late 40s. And like I said, she's a really nice lady, and I think she's going to have for a good show tomorrow. So listen in tomorrow for The Preacher's Wife. I'm going to interview her right here on The Frank Williams Show. And also, guys, I'm looking to have these wristbands come in soon for the show. And you can purchase the wristbands for $1. I'm going to have them wherever I go. So if you see me anywhere or you can call me or send me a message saying you want some. But this is going to start to benefit my foundation. I'm getting ready to start a foundation, and this is a way to just get money in the bank, because that's what everyone needs. Everyone needs money to operate, to do things, to make things happen for others. And that's how it works. So that's what I want to do. I want to sell these wristbands. The wristbands are going to be nice. They're black with gold letters that says on top, it says the Frank Williams Show. And on the bottom side, it has the phone number to the show. So, and I have arm wristbands right now that I've been wearing since, like, you know, the early part of this year. And I love those things for some reason. I don't know. And so if I have one on my arm that says the Frank Williams Show, that's going to remind me that there's a, you know, there is a show. I've been listening to this guy. So get the armbands if you want them. They'll be $1 a piece. And like I said, it'll help support my foundation. I'm going to start to do some things, some different things here on the show. I'm going into the end of this year and into next year, you know, just skiing as fast as I can. I want to fly into this, into the end of the year and into next year. And next year is going to be gigantic for the show. I just know it is. It's just going to be huge. And so get ready, guys, and everyone who's been with me throughout the last year and a half. I know everyone's on and off, on and off. I myself, on and off. But you guys that have been with me, you're on this ride. You're on this ride with me, and we're going together. All right? So this is your show. I always have said that this is your show. This is you guys' show. I just run the studio. That's all. This is your show. So thank you guys for listening in to the show today. I have about 2 minutes left. I'm going to say thank you to my sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now join me tomorrow, guys, for Preacher's Wife. I'm going to have the Preacher's Wife on the show. We're going to like I said, get a bird's eye view into the life of a, you know, a preacher's wife. Again, the new time of the show is 10 a.m. All right, I join me tomorrow, guys. 10 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great day.
I'm about to go, and behind you'll know, for me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone, forget to reach it by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. And you have